This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Big news for Ukraine and Moldova. The EU has opened accession negotiations and granted candidate status to Georgia. President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday said the European Union's decision to open accession talks with Ukraine was, quote, a victory for his war-torn country and, quote, all of Europe. Kyiv had feared Hungarian President Viktor Orban would veto the start of accession talks, but EU Council President Charles Michel said Thursday that the EU had agreed to open talks with Ukraine and Moldova. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is in dialogue with the U.S. on exchanging two jailed Americans, Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Putin's remarks came at his end-of-year's news conference, in which he spoke about a recent offer the Biden administration made to secure the two men's release. The U.S. State Department reported it earlier this month and said Russia rejected it. At the news conference, Putin said, "It's not that we refuse to return them. We don't refuse. We want to reach an agreement with the U.S., and these agreements must be mutually acceptable and must suit both parties." Speaking outside of a courtroom in Moscow, Lynn Tracy, U.S. ambassador to Russia, reacted to a Russian court decision that Gershkovich will remain in detention until January the 30th.
"Both of these men deserve to be at home with their families."
I'm Karen Shamas.
The House has passed a defense policy bill that authorizes the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. Supporters overcame objections from some conservatives concerned it didn't do enough on cultural issues, such as restricting the Pentagon's diversity initiatives and gender-affirming health care for transgender service members. The Senate had already overwhelmingly passed the bill on Wednesday, so now it goes to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.